We are seeing an increase in cases. The state has now this 7-day period so that they're able to move very quickly to different dial levels. And so we have this surge of cases that are looking a little bit like July. So we are pretty cautious at this point. We know that some of our neighbors are seeing real increases in their cases as well. And our incidence rate has gone up. We've spent over 5 days with more than 15% into that yellow threshold. And really all that means is just that, yeah, we're into that yellow, and we're really hoping that we don't stay there, that we're able to take some of these actions that are going to start to lower the cases again.
It just seems to me that Garfield County was not in the blue zone for very long.
It wasn't. It was not long at all. While the ability for the state to be nimble like this, you know, to move on these 7-day time frames, you know, it's supposed to be to help businesses, you know, if we're coming down or to basically get a hold of any spikes in cases if they start to go up. But yeah, it makes for a really confusing time for businesses and organizations.
Pitkin County has at least 60 businesses, maybe a little over 60 businesses that are certified as 5-star, which means they didn't have to change capacity requirements when Pitkin County went back up to orange recently. Is that how 5-star's working in Garfield County?
We have a 5-star application that was approved by the state. The program is there, the website is live, and a business can go on and complete it. And they can go through the application to become a 5-star business in Garfield County. Now, that said, we haven't had any businesses do that because when we got the program approved and everything was finished, we were in the blue. And there was not really much advantage to be in the 5-star. Truthfully, in the yellow, there's not much advantage for our businesses yet either, but the application is there and businesses can take part in that.
So right now the 5-star program is available to businesses to sign up.
That's correct.
Okay.
But we just haven't had any in Garfield County sign up or go through that process yet.
All
but
right.
The website is live. It's on the Garfield County page, or you can just Google Garfield County 5-star program and find the basic information.
So Carrie Godis, one last question. To what do you attribute this spike in coronavirus cases?
You know, I think that's got a lot of people baffled. It's probably multiple factors. Not as many people going to get tested. We probably are seeing some people that were in kind of that period of immunity, coming out of that period of immunity. There might be just some people relaxing, you know, their behaviors. It's spring, you know, people are traveling around more. We certainly know that we've had some spring breaks and people are coming back from just more movement, more mobility. So I think that it's really a good time to remind people that these next few months are really up to us. While we get everybody vaccinated, while we get enough vaccines, we need to just keep taking these precautions a little bit longer so that we don't see an even worsening of cases, because, you know, COVID is still around. We are still doing contact investigations. We're still doing outbreak investigations. So we'd love to just be fully moving into vaccines at this point, but unfortunately, we haven't been able to transition away from some of those big problems with COVID.